Nearly 50,000 daily cases of COVID in the UK were announced overnight, prompting health experts to again urge the government to consider reintroducing restrictions. The UK Secretary of State for Health and Social Care, Sajid Javid, has just been speaking at a press conference and conceded numbers are moving in the wrong direction, but he will resist moving the country into Plan B restrictions for now.
We'll do what it takes to make sure that this pressure doesn't become unsustainable and that we don't allow the NHS to become overwhelmed. Deaths remain mercifully low, but they are still, sadly, over 100 a day. This pandemic is not over. Thanks to the vaccination programme, yes, the link between cases and hospitalisations and deaths has significantly weakened, but it's not broken.
UK correspondent Oliver Barrett joins us now from London. Kia ora, Ollie. This press conference that the Health Secretary has just been speaking at, some pretty significant areas that he was talking about there. Tell us about some of them.
Yeah, I think one of the most interesting things was the tone of this, because Sajid Javid has been among government ministers who's been fairly bullish in recent weeks and months about the state of the outbreak in the UK and how the government's roadmap out of lockdown has been working. But he did try and strike a tone, I think, that tried to make it as clear as possible to the British people that in his view, if people don't take certain actions, then he will need to reintroduce some restrictions. But he said that that is not where we have got to yet. He doesn't want to go down the government's so-called Plan B route, which would involve things like mask mandates, encouraging more people to work from home, that type of thing. He says we're not there yet, despite what some health experts have been telling him. He's announced that the UK signed a deal with two pharmaceutical companies for a couple of antiviral treatments that he says are very promising. When they get regulatory approval, if they get regulatory approval, he says they can be rolled out very, very quickly and protect some of the most vulnerable people. But a lot of this press conference at Downing Street was about trying to persuade people to get vaccinated. Now, that's either the few people who are left who haven't yet taken up the offer of one or two doses, or those people who the government is now trying to get a booster jab into the arm of. And Sajid Javid emphasizing that while the vaccines remain incredibly effective, he says, there is going to be a little bit of waning in the protection that those vaccines require after 6 months. So he's saying as we head into winter, as many people as possible need to get their third jab who are eligible for one. There's been a concern here in the UK in the last couple of weeks that the take up of third jabs and the take up of jabs for 12 to 15 year olds have not been as fast as we saw during that first explosion of the UK's vaccination programme. So I think a big part of this was about trying to get as many people as possible to get whatever jabs they're currently eligible for.
So is this partly about a kind of carrot and stick approach here? He's saying if you don't do this stuff, we're going to have to bring back in restrictions. They're going to have to be reimposed. But also, what is the situation with restrictions in the UK at the moment? You know, is there a mask mandate, for example? Are people still social distancing, that kind of thing?
No, no social distancing measures in place at the moment. No mask mandates in place at the moment. Here in London, there is a requirement to wear a face covering on public transport, but that is not being enforced. And you really do see a lot of people on public transport in London not wearing masks at all. And you're exactly right. This was carrot and stick from Sajid Javid. He's saying that the British people need to take some responsibility themselves to make sure they can meet outdoors whenever they can, to wear face masks in crowded spaces and particularly in indoor spaces when they are close to strangers and people they don't know. And he, in going back to that idea of carrot and stick, he talked about Christmas. Let me just read you this quote from Sajid Javid. If we all play our part, we can give ourselves the best possible chance in this race, get through this winter and enjoy Christmas with our loved ones. So he's very clearly saying to people there, look, we are in danger of not being able to do that if the outbreak continues to go in the wrong direction.
Thank you very much. That's Oliver Barrett there, our UK correspondent.